Name for me the country and or countries who have achieved the pure state of communism that Marx envisioned.
None.
Thank you.
Not a single one. They've tried it. Many have tried it. But
oh, yeah.
And some of the Baltic states got very, very close, but you can't sustain it. Even if you reach the nirvana, you can't sustain it. You can't sustain it.
And it's the same with capitalism, except capitalism doesn't have that long-term goal in a way, right? It just goes on and on.
Capitalism is the
pure
hope of
capitalism.
The opportunity to, the hope of the opportunity. You can have all poor people in capitalism and it still works, okay? But everybody's eating beans, but you have the ability to choose whatever you want. And whatever you can choose from, that's what you choose to. If that increases or grows or changes, so do you. But then those blistering capacities are your capacities. See, that's the dance.
Yeah, and you were talking last week about faith and need equal motivation.
Yeah, need times faith or self-image equals motivation. So then you can divide all that by your motivation and see what their self-image is or what their needs are. You know, you got 20 kids and you live under a bridge, your motivation is going to be through the top.
Okay, so if a socialist country chose to devote the same amount of money to military in order to defend themselves, describe to me the difference on the impact of the citizens, all citizens of that country, in comparison to the citizens of the United States currently.
Depends on the country, obviously, because in how the military applies. Because Kim Jong-un's world, he has a pretty significant military, but he's got to be careful that that military doesn't kill him, because they could very easily turn on him in a second.
Well, and under any economic system, the government has to raise money in order to meet those collective goals, whether they be military or healthcare or anything, right?
Basically,
and so,
basically.
Yeah, so basically. They raise money, which impacts the income available to citizens.
Yes.
So how is that different if $600 billion get raised in a socialist country as compared to a capitalist country?
Well, if they use it that way, it's fine. If you've got corruption, typically typically when they start living in these regimes, see, in a capitalist position, if you have checks and balances and there's no one set holding all the keys at one time. Now, some disagree and say, oh, yes, they do. But there's a lot of people moving out, a lot of people moving in, a lot of people moving out. But shifting is changing, and so are the numbers and the makeup of the country's election process. It's an election process that provides these shifts. So the less than this, as that falls, then you have a better flow of information. It can be done cheaper and more efficiently and still apply, and everybody gets a driver's license in the happy days.
Well, and what I heard was multiple layers of checks and balances as opposed to one government
being
responsible.
Because most of those regimes run, we got one sadist saying communist for all, but he's taking all the money himself.
Right, and that's why we can't.
Sanders, independent rich, and don't want to pay taxes, but.
Yeah, and that's what I say about, you can't talk about communism or socialism or capitalism in any meaningful way and apply it to the current, because all is corrupted and it's the corruption.
So far, the focus
is the corruption. And what I'm hearing then is what's unique about the United States is that multiple layers of checks and balances. There's more than a government. There's multiple government entities, the way it's set up to check and balance each other. And then there are layers of citizenry groups
that
do the same.
Citizenry, that apply. That's right.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Good,
thank
good.
You. Thank you. Now,
you
well,
are delightfully
and,
welcome.
Related to that, one land, one vote. Is that related to that that formula of faith and need equals motivation? And would that?
Yeah.
And it just occurred to me that would have an effect on the fluctuation of property value. Would property value be more consistent if everybody's motivated?
Stayed. Be more stayed.
Yeah, because it would reduce corruption when everybody cares.